Disappointed. I proposed that we would vote no. In fact, only there was three of us who voted against it and 6-4. That's democracy, I suppose, at work. It was an issue that should not come down to the municipal district. It should be dealt with nationally and by national legislators. But having said that, the reasons why I voted no, I think, were the correct reasons. It's the whole history of the gaming machines and how they've affected people's lives in an adverse way here in the county and indeed further afield. I've seen cases within, personally, that people I know who have become addicted to game machines and how it changed their lives and indeed their whole family's lives around them. And I didn't want to see that continue. That is why I was proposing that we'd vote no today and stop the use of these gaming machines.
You were also one of two local representatives here this evening who raised concerns over the public consultation submissions.
Yeah, you know, when I read the consultations when they were sent to us, I seen straight away that they were very much generic submissions. Some of them were all in the same handwriting, some of the signatures. A lot of the addresses were redacted. When you see that there, you can see straight away that there's an orchestrated campaign here to try and influence councillors' opinions and how they might vote. They give the wrong impression that there was a lot of support out there. I'm not saying that it's the wrong thing to be doing, but there is so much wrong about gaming machines. I think that's where this discussion needs to now turn around. They look at what support systems there is out there for people with addiction problems, especially gambling.